Thank you very much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. In Washington, D.C., I'm Mick Kerr at our event called Washington Watch, where the farm broadcasters quiz some of the folks involved with ag policy, and one of them from the National Pork Producers Council, a guy appropriately named Matt Grill.
Pork, when it comes to Prop 12, you are at the tip of the spear, and we do have, we made some headway, haven't we, Matt?
Well, we're certainly trying to, and, you know, we are, as you said, like you said, tip of the spear, because there's the rest of the spear as well, but we are right now the very pointy tip, us and Farm Bureau, and on the topic of progress, we're very grateful. You know, we had those hearings with Secretary Rollins during her confirmation where she lended us her support, and we have the president's support. So we're grateful for this president's support. We're grateful for the last president's support, too. People don't talk about this a lot, but this is an area where President Trump and President Biden agree. Proposition 12 poses many problems for producers and all of agriculture. We have the support of Chairman Thompson and Chairman Bozeman. We got two strong ranking members, both from Minnesota, a strong pork-producing state. So we're hopeful if there's a farm bill, we can get producers the certainty they need.
And right off the bat, I go, wow, this is crazy because it violates the Interstate Commerce Clause, doesn't it?
We certainly think so. And the Supreme Court said that the Congress has to assert that authority. And we're here for Congress to assert that authority. Congress clearly in the Constitution has the right to regulate interstate commerce, and the Supreme Court says if the Congress wants to do that, they have to actively do it. And so we're here with producers engaging to get Congress to provide them that certainty and assert that interstate commerce authority.
We as humans take so many things for granted, you know, until we don't have any, like air and water and bacon. And when bacon went to ridiculously priced at the grocery store in California, there was an uproar, and even in California, some feedback.
Yeah, I mean, look, USDA's study found that covered products under Proposition 12 went up on average 20%, some as high as 40%. We just had a whole election about food security, food prices, inflation. 40% is a lot. The average, you know, if you're counting your pennies, you're going to start buying a different product. And pork is one of the most affordable proteins on the shelves today. It's making us less competitive at the supermarket. It's making us less competitive internationally. Other countries are going to start eating our lunch on the export market if we can't keep a sane cap on our production costs. And Proposition 12 is artificially driving it up. It's arbitrary. It's not based in science. Our producers love science. They want to follow the science. They want to follow the best methods. That's what helped us be some of the most productive pork producers in the world. And we got to keep that following. But with Proposition 12 and after the support Supreme Court case, any state can take their own route. And so that's a real danger.
So you've had a battle or two that you've won, hopefully, but the war is not over. What's yet to be fought?
Look, we got to keep at this Proposition 12 issue. We need a farm bill. There are many problems in the pork industry and across agriculture that need to be solved with a farm bill and can only really be done with a farm bill. Whether that's the animal health programs, whether that's Proposition 12, agriculture needs that comprehensive approach to make sure that they can keep providing for the next generation and the next generation. They say food security is national security. The farm bill is a national security bill.
In the world of pork, what is important in the farm bill, or what do you ask for in the next farm bill?
Yeah, well, obviously, we have that Proposition 12 fix that we are grateful that Chairman Thompson included in his version when he passed it out of his committee on a bipartisan basis last Congress. But outside of that, on the animal health program in 2018, we created that three-legged stool with our friends in cattle and turkey and elsewhere. If HiPath AI has shown us anything, it's that these programs need to be well-resourced to combat foreign animal diseases. And they're really an investment. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so we need that vaccine bank locked and loaded. We need the non-labs up and running so that if there's a foot and mouth disease problem, if there's an African swine fever problem, we are well-resourced to be able to combat those. And, of course, the MAP and FMD programs where we help promote our products in other export markets.
Matt Grill, National Pork Producers Council, your official title?
Senior Director of Congressional Relations.
Keeping you busy these days.
Always busy, but a pleasure on behalf of producers.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.